Your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yeah, you're dancing, man. You're dancing.
I walked into that.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the Locked On NHL podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am your host from Locked On Avalanche, Chris Maselli, with me as always on the Thursday edition from Locked On Lightning. It's Mr. Adam Denker, and today's episode is being brought to you by Stat Hero. Stat Hero is the first of its kind daily fantasy sports platform where it is you versus the house in head-to-head fantasy matchups, winner take all. Sign up for free right now at stathero.com/hockey. Use the promo code hockey for a 100% deposit match. All right, so it is Thursday, which means we will be giving you the power rankings once again for this week, as voted on by the host across the NHL, the Locked On NHL Network. But we are going to dive into just a little bit of news first. Kind of a big signing with the New Jersey Devils and Jack Hughes. 8 years, $8 million per. I didn't really see or hear that this was happening now. You never know when this stuff is going to happen. Some teams address it now. Some teams address it towards the end of the year. Some teams address it in the offseason. The Devils felt like now was the time. And it was coincided with him, his first game back, which I don't even know what he did. I even look at that. I didn't see nothing. Any of that game. Friend of mine, who's a Devils fan, said he only played like 7 or 8 minutes. Is that true?
I brought him back on my fantasy team last night, and he did big fat zero for me.
And you wish you didn't. let me see. Where's the? No, he played 17 minutes. He's got, so I don't know what he was looking at, but threw him right back into the fire. But anyway, as far as the contract, any of it surprise you? Did you feel like maybe they? Because that brings him up to 28 years old, and that's where these players cash in. Is in their 27-year-old contract. You surprised that they went that route or that they didn't do a bridge, maybe make it a 6-year deal, and maybe you'd have to pay them a little bit more if you were going to do that. What's your take on the whole thing?
Well, I think this is a good signing by the Devils. I don't think this is a good signing by Jack Hughes and his agent, just because I feel like, yeah, this brings him up to his kind of like really the age in your career where you sign that big first contract.
Yeah, you cash in. Right.
And this was a good signing by the Devils just because you don't have to sign that bridge deal. So you don't have to get you got them for cheap in this really. Cause the cap's going to be up by then. And so really, yeah, this looks like a lot of money right now, AAV, but really once we get to the cap getting higher and higher, especially with this TV deal that the league just signed, I think this isn't going to look as big of a contract for the Devils. And you're locking up a player where he's kind of been inconsistent through his first couple of years in the league. So you still don't really know what kind of player Jack Hughes is going to be for the rest of his career. You've seen flashes of what he could be. So I think that this is a win-win for the Devils. You get him at a discount right now. And if he kind of just doesn't play up to standards, then, you know, you could just let him walk at the end of the contract. If that's something you really want to do.
Yeah. I think you said it right where you've seen flashes of it. And I think when you see flashes of brilliance and you have that label of a number one overall draft pick, you are going to get the benefit of the doubt every single time and given multiple chances to make those flashes become permanent flashes. And you see that day in and day out, night in and night out. The Devils are banking on that. I have to agree with you. I think this is a great signing for New Jersey. And I think it's a good signing for him. You know, $8 million is not awful.
No, not at all.
But you know, you're getting a good payday, and you are also banking on yourself because that next deal is going to be even bigger than this one if you live up to expectations. And if it's not, you're still going to get a nice contract from someone. You know what I mean? Like you'll still get. And if it's not with the Devils, it's not with the Devils.
Yeah.
But how much does his brother playing there? Is that going to pull on him when it comes time when he is 28 who knows what his brother will be by then.
Yeah.
Does that come into play? That's 8 years down the road. Who knows? But all in all, I think I do. I think it's a good deal. I think it's a fair deal. And I do. I like his progression. You're seeing, but he needs to bulk up a little bit more. But overall, I think this is a pretty good signing by the Devils. So anything else you got on that? Looks like you're going to say something.
No, I totally agree. And I think that with the salary cap, going back to that, I think with it starting to kind of progress higher in which would, in the way we all thought it was going to happen before COVID, I think that this isn't going to look like a lot of money in a couple of years on the books. So,
All right. Well, other than that, kind of just your run of the mill going on. We haven't talked about already on the NHL podcast. So if you want to get, what are they, is it Bitegate? I don't know if that's the name for it right now.
Bitegate.
I think that was on yesterday's episode, so you can go tune into that. But we are going to get into our weekly power rankings. And I teased at the beginning, if you're watching on YouTube, that we have had flip-flopping between number one and number two for the past, I think it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And we did not have that this week. Number one and number two stay put. So I'll throw it up full screen on YouTube right now. There you go. And if you're listening at home, going through 1 through 10, the Panthers and the Hurricanes stay put at number one and number two. The Maple Leafs move up to number three. The Capitals move up to number four. The Oilers move down from number three to number five. The Flames move down from number four to number six. Lightning stay put at number seven. The Wild move up two to number eight. The Rangers move down one to number nine. And my boys, Colorado Avalanche, playing much better, break back into the top 10. They move up from 13 to number 10. Any issues with the overall top 10, sir?
I think the Leafs should be in the second spot. They've won their last four in very convincing fashion. I think, you know, a lot of people still think the Canes are a good team, which they are, but you can't argue with what the Maple Leafs have done and how they've really turned things around over the last month. And you're starting to see a lot more production out of their top players, especially Mitch Marner, who got off to a very slow start at the beginning of the season. And if you want to, you know, have the Canes in third, that's fine. But I think that maybe next week the Capitals will take over that third spot as well, just by the way they've been playing as well. What about you? Do you have an issue with any of these or?
Nothing like egregious, no. But, you know, if you're looking at points, the Panthers, the Capitals, and the Maple Leafs lead the league in points with 33. The Panthers have a game in hand on both of those teams, so take that for what it is. And the Hurricanes have one game in hand on the Panthers, two games in hand on the Capitals and the Maple Leafs, and they have 31 points, as do the Flames, as do the Wild. And I feel like Minnesota is kind of getting a little bit lost, and that's an Avalanche fan saying that. They're kind of on the low end of the top 10 week in and week out. And is it one of those things where they're just, there's no room for them above for where they are? Or is it, do you still need to see more from them for some reason? I mean, we're 2 months into the season now, and I still think people aren't sold on the Minnesota Wild. I don't know why. I think they're a very good team.
I think so too. I think I spoke about it a little bit on last week's episode, because the Lightning have had the pleasure of playing the Wild twice over the last 2 weeks, and
had a go.
Wild, we split it, so that's all I could ask for. But the Wild are a good team, and I had Seth Tuple of Locked On Wild on the show this last week as a crossover, and I think really what it comes down to is that there's just no room. I think you're just going to have to wait for one of these teams to kind of fall above them. I think whether it's the Lightning, which, let's face it, that collapse the other Tuesday night against the Blues was just horrendous. Blowing a 3-goal lead after the first period. Or, you know, even the Flames, who are starting to taper off just a little bit. But don't sleep on the Wild, people. I mean, they get into the playoffs. I think they have a chance of going real deep this year. You could probably say more about this team than I can, Chris, but from what I've seen in two meetings with them, they're just a great hockey team.
I haven't seen them up close yet. You know, so it's going to be good matchups between these two teams, but you know, the Avalanche and the Wild, but they'll be duking it out all year long, as will most of that division. But I think it's just, you could mix and match outside of, like, you know, the top three, where the Panthers are entrenched and the Canes are entrenched at number one and number two. And then everything from 3 to 10, maybe not the Avalanche. I think the Avalanche are fine where they are at number 10, even maybe a spot or two below that. But I'd say from 3 to 9, from the Leafs to the Rangers, you really could move around any of these teams. And it's just, it's where they got, it's almost like the college football, like top 25. Like if you start, if you're Alabama and you start at number one and you lose a game early in the season, it's not going to affect you at the end, because you have all that season to build back up. That's kind of how power rankings work, is if you're lucky enough to be at the top to start the season, and you do everything that you're supposed to do and you play well, you're not going anywhere. You're not going to free fall. Team like the Islanders, and we'll get to the lower end of it, like, it's going to take them all season, even if they start playing well, to start, because people are going to be like, no, you haven't played well, and now I need to see you do it on a more consistent basis. So I like a team like the Wild, who were not anywhere near, like, I can't remember where they were to start the season. I think mid-teens.
Yeah.
It's just the nature of power rankings, where you're not going to crack the top three unless you are head and shoulders above everybody else. And that's just the nature of how power rankings work, unfortunately. So, and the same thing with the Flames. Flames dropped a couple, but they're a very, very good team, and their goal differential is like plus 30 on the season right now.
It's insane. That's insane for a team that could not score over the last couple of years.
Right. They just, wow. So, that's your top 10. So let's hear from, who do we have, Stat Hero? And then we'll kind of dive into the rest of this. Where's my Stat Hero read? There we go. So you play daily fantasy? I know you play fantasy, but do you do the daily stuff?
No, I haven't been able to get into it, but well, now we have Stat Hero.
Let me tell you about Stat Hero. Just sit tight and I'll tell you all about it. No one plays daily fantasy sports to lose, even though we do all the time, and winning feels so much better. But traditional fantasy sports are a long-term losing proposition, because you never know who or what you are up against. Stat Hero is the first of its kind daily fantasy sports platform, where it is you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup, and it's winner take all. Here's the crazy part, Denker. Stat Hero shows you their lineup before you play, and you handpick the team you want to face them one-on-one. This is craziness. This is never before seen innovation of a fantasy sports and sports betting hybrid, as Stat Hero players clocked odds that are over four times better. And why? Because you don't have to compete against thousands of experts or unknowns. Stat Hero puts you in control of your fate. And with Stat Hero, you are in control of the stakes. You decide how much you're going to play for, and Stat Hero has no choice but to take it, because they're daring you to beat them. Stat Hero's head-to-head is what daily fantasy should be, one-on-one. So sign up for free right now at stathero.com/hockey. Use the promo code hockey for a 100% deposit match. That's stathero.com/hockey, and the promo code is hockey. And once again, say 100% match, terms and conditions apply. All right, continuing on with our power rankings, kind of getting to the middle to lower portions of this. The Ducks fall out of the top 10. And again, this is a product of power rankings. One of those teams that's overachieving. They keep it up long enough to be catapulted into a top 10 level. And then, you know, the minute it just seems like they're not doing so well, which they still are. They're not doing, the wheels haven't completely fallen off, but they dropped down to number 10.
No, it's just one of those things where, you said it before in the first segment, it's not that they're necessarily playing bad. It's just other teams are playing better.
Yeah.
And it comes down to, like, strength of schedule. And I really think, like, that's the crazy thing about when we talk about the power rankings, is that really, I mean, any of these teams could go up and down just depending on the day of the week. Yeah. So it's I think the Ducks will find themselves up in the top 10, probably, whether it's next week or a week from now. But
let's see who they're playing. I think they've done enough to convince people that, you know, they're not a pushover for the rest of the season. You know what I mean? So
I would just put the Ducks in the top 10 just based off of Trevor Zegras betting people about, you know, faceoffs and throwing money on there, because he has all that stat hero money that he could use to for $100 around.
Exactly. Here's their next three games. They're playing the day that we're recording this on Wednesday. They're playing in Vegas. They're playing Friday in Calgary. No, I'm lying. They're playing at home against those two teams. I'm reading that wrong. So they're playing at home against Golden Knights, at home against Calgary, and then they're playing on the road against Washington.
So
keep an eye on those three games. If they sweep those three games, that's you're catapulting into the top 10.
All right. Well, what I was going to throw your way, I'm going to ask you this is, and I'm going to ask the listeners, if they win two out of three, are they in the top 10? Are they in the top five?
If they win all three of those, man, what are they? 13? No, they're 12 right now.
So if they win three, they got to be
five. But if they win all three, you're up there. If you win two out of three, it depends what the two are. If you win against Calgary and Washington, that's impressive.
Yeah.
But then you went and lost to Vegas. Why did you lose to Vegas if you can beat Calgary and Washington? So it's kind of like a catch 22, but still that's impressive. You're beating Calgary, who is just scoring at will, and you're beating Washington, who is also scoring at will. And Ovechkin just seems like he's 22 years old right now. Those would be impressive wins.
Yeah.
It would be a very impressive win. So we'll keep an eye on them. Anybody move up or down a lot? You have the Blue Jackets quietly, you know, moving up a little bit.
Don't sleep on Columbus.
Move up from 20 to 16. 20 games on the season, 12-8-0, 24 points. Yeah, they're just that quiet. They have lost two in a row as we, you know, record this, but
Penguins, one of those teams too. Last week was at 23, now 17.
Penguins are,
they just they hang
are
in.
Like, well, that, and I mean, there was a point where they were number two or three early in the season.
Yeah.
They start off the season very hot. They started tanking, and now they're starting to play a little bit better again. So, yeah, they're at number 17. They move up. Well, they moved up a good clip, didn't they? They went from 23 to 17. So that's not bad.
Yeah. It's crazy how just that Penguins team, regardless of Malkin and Crosby, if they're on the ice or not, just how well they play. I mean, it just comes down to just that whole organization just being just a model for success over the last 15, 20 years. So really, I mean, they're one of those teams that, and we've seen them where, you know, they're the kind of team this year, they get into the playoffs. You can't rule out a deep run. Not at all.
Yeah. Two teams that dropped a bit, the Flyers going from 16 to 23, and right after them, the Kings going from 18 to 24. What's up with the Flyers? Not looking good.
I don't know what it's been with this team. I mean, you know, they had a really unsuccessful year last year. Carter Hart didn't look at all like what we expect him to be. Right after 2 years before, a year before, they were in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Islanders. And and they made some drastic changes this offseason. And really what it comes down to is that they have to win, or this is going to get blown up, because Claude Giroux isn't going to be there forever. He's not going to stay young forever. You're essentially right now, if you don't try and win a cup or make a bunch of deep runs, really what you're doing is wasting the primes of Ivan Provorov, Travis Konechny, Carter Hart. And it's a shame because they have a roster built to win. And it's just
a good team.
Maybe it's, and I was thinking about this the other day when a Flyer fan friend of mine asked, you know, what's the issue with the Flyers? And really, I hate to say it, but I think it's Alain Vigneault. I think it's time to do a little shake up there in Philly.
Well, he's been there for how long?
Like three, 4 years.
At least. Yeah. Because he went there right from the Rangers. I don't think he took a year off, right? When the Rangers let him go.
Yeah. Well, look at it this way. AV, like, yeah, he's a great coach to have, but when has he really ever won? We all know what happened in Vancouver. He really got embarrassed in the two Stanley Cups that he was in back in Vancouver and in New York. And then he comes here with a team that could win right away and hasn't really done much of anything other than a COVID bubble Eastern Conference Finals appearance.
Yeah. I like him. I like his demeanor. I like like his coaching style, but it just seems like it's one of those coaching styles that once you don't produce results, and results being winning, he doesn't seem like a master motivator. You know what I mean? It seems like if the team is playing well, he can continue that. Yeah. And if the team starts to fall off, it just from the outside looking in, and I don't follow the Flyers as much as our host cover them, but just from the outside looking in, it just seems like he would, not that he loses the locker room, I'm not saying that, it's just he is a calm, like, docile guy, and sometimes you need the guy to start banging the stick on the ice in practice. And maybe, I don't know if he does. I don't know.
Maybe it's if AV is on the way out, maybe it's time to bring Torts into Philly.
Oh my god. That's not half a bad idea. I think that might actually work there.
Yeah,
I do. There's some places that, like, when they were talking about Torts to Florida after the Quenneville debacle.
Yeah,
I was like, no, that's not a good fit. Tortorella in that in Philadelphia,
just
that,
like, you know,
he was
because
made for that town.
Just because the way Philly plays, I mean, just their identity is this bully team, and then you have players who could also score 20 plus goals a year, and you throw Torts into that situation. Oh man, that would just be the bane of my existence.
And we're talking about this like Vigneault is fired, but shouldn't do that. But
I wouldn't be surprised though if they miss the playoffs this year that he's out.
It's not a bad topic of discussion, so we'll see. All right, let's hear from a couple of our sponsors. Then we'll get to the worst of the worst for this week, and maybe some people that can move up and down. But first, we're going to hear from Primal Origin Oils. And Denki's got some scruff there, right? You got some. Yeah. I mean, you're not like me. I mean, you don't have the mane like I do. But if you or someone you care about has a beard, here you go. It needs to get Primal. Maybe you are that guy who has never considered the benefits of treating your beard with product. Primal Origin Oils will stop the itch and make your beard look healthy and groomed. Their goal is to help others look good and live healthier lives through the use of natural oils, and the products are free from harmful synthetic ingredients with low impact on our planet. Primal Origin makes balms, oils, and whipped butter that are renowned as the best feel in beard products available. And this is due to the exotic carrier blends with oils like raspberry seed, rosehip, and chia seed oil. All their products are fair trade certified and handcrafted in the USA. And if you go to primaloriginoils.com to learn more about their full line of beard care products, you can use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at checkout. And the combo kits make a great holiday gift if you're shopping for yourself. You'll be glad that you did. And we have, I got some of their stuff sent to me, and I got the whipped butter thing, dude. That's really, really good stuff.
Yeah. I got the oil in the mail, and I'm just waiting for, a little bit more on the sides to break it out.
You need this stuff. Like people are like, what do you put in your beard? Like you have to act like, women always say, I put product in my hair. You got to put product in your beard if you want to feel good. And it doesn't have the itch and like the, like all the scratch, like you need this stuff. So it's excellent. So, and we know that every company claims to have the best, but Primal Origin Oils challenges you to compare their ingredients and feel in beard to other companies that you have used. We promise that you will see and feel the difference. Remember the promo code Locked On gets you 20% off at primaloriginoils.com. Once again, the promo code is Locked On for 20% off. Also, Bet Online. We all know Bet Online, the football season continues. Thanksgiving might be over, but the betting continues, and Bet Online has you covered for all of your sports seasons with prop bets, odds, and lines. More of those than ever before as the football season continues to march towards the playoffs. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop and mobile device websites to sign up and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code Locked On to receive your bonus. And from basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. It's where the game starts. It's betonline.ag. All right. The bottom portion of our power rankings. There's been some movement. With the bottom four, the Kraken move up a spot. Nobody moved more than one spot in these bottom four. So you got the Kraken moving up one to 29. The Canadiens move down one to 30. So they flip flop. And then the Coyotes move up one to 31. And the Senators move down to 32. So they flip flop. You still think the Kraken should be bottom feeding, right?
I got to say, Chris, the Lightning played the Kraken on this past Friday, and I haven't watched a Kraken game yet. Just wanted to get a fresh look at them. And, you know, I kind of read some articles beforehand. I listened to a couple of podcasts here and there, just kind of describing what's going on in Seattle. And I was shocked by just the lack of effort and energy that this team has on the ice. I understand they're an expansion team, and maybe I'm kind of guilty as well as looking at this team as subconsciously measuring them against what Vegas did. But
and that's going to happen. It shouldn't, but it's going to happen.
But the way they played against the Lightning was just and Vasilevskiy got his got a shutout that night. The way they played, Vasilevskiy could have sat there and done nothing. It was only 17 shots on goal the entire night for this Kraken team. And it was
that's where they struggle.
Yeah. And it was I just think with and I've looked at their record afterwards and the results of all their games, they until they prove me otherwise, I think they should be the 32 at the 32 spot. I just think you're really building yourself up from nothing, and they haven't done that. Yeah, they lead in points out of these bottom teams, but still, like, it's almost, you know, I don't know. I just feel like maybe the Coyotes are a little bit lower, so maybe they should be 32. Maybe am I being a little too harsh?
No, not entirely. I don't think they should have moved. They were 30 last week. I think they should have stayed there. But you look at, So you know, you're giving your firsthand experience of playing that you were Lightning. When they played the Avalanche, they looked even worse. You know, the Avs built up a 7-0 lead in Seattle. And they ended up, you know, the Avalanche ended up winning at 7-3.
Yeah.
I mean, three meaningless goals in the third. But since then, they've played five games. The only loss has been to the Lightning. They're 4-1 in their last five games. And they've beaten Washington. They've beaten the Hurricanes and they've beaten the Panthers.
Kraken
are top 10, bro. Kraken are top 10.
I just think with their success that they've had, it's I guess I'm looking at them with this is not sustainable because if you look at their roster,
the way
you look at their roster, I mean, it was kind of eye opening before the game even started. The Lightning broadcast, they promoted Brandon Tandev as the top scorer for the Kraken. And that was eye opening within itself. I just feel like how is this team, you know, not only in the standings, but in the rankings, how are they going to get any higher than this? Just because you don't have a scorer, you just have a bunch of pieces on this team. And that's all that's all it is. But kudos to them for being the Panthers. That's great. I'm happy because that helps us.
Yeah. I mean, so. They are going to have these spurts. I mean, every team is going to have this throughout the course of a season where they're going to look pretty good. Then this is them right now. You know, but like you said, like the one game that you watch is sandwiched in between two games that they won. They lost to the Lightning and then they lost or they won two more. But that's like the inconsistency is going to be glaring throughout the season because they're going to have nice wins and follow it up with a dud. So, whatever, they moved up 1 to 29. You know, I still think the Senators should be at the bottom. I mean, you got 9 points on the season. You're 4-14-1. You've lost five in a row. And we had this conversation last week. And maybe it's not fair because they you know, COVID has struck them with the Islanders. Like, they've lost eight in a row. They haven't played, so maybe it's kind of unfair to really move them up or down. But, you know, the Islanders, I just, if this doesn't give them the opportunity, like the Avalanche last year, COVID hit them. They weren't playing horrible. They weren't playing great. They were playing like 500 hockey, winning a couple, losing a couple. COVID struck them. They didn't play for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they came back firing. And that was kind of like they all had a chance to just step back. All right, what's going on? What's working? What's not working? And they came back and it was a completely new team.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what the Islanders can learn from and get going, because we had said, you know, you're getting into December, you are running out of time to start ascending up. I don't know. And you got to play games to do that. And when, you know, COVID is slicing into that, that's not good.
I just look at them the same way I look at the Kraken, just a lot of pieces, no scores. And I've been saying that for the last 2 years, the management has failed to bring in a guy who could lead the team in scoring. And yeah, you're banking on Matt Barzal, but he doesn't do it consistently enough. You know, Matt Barzal right now, does he have the talent to score 40 goals? Yeah, sure. Is he going to? Probably not. So,
yeah. I don't know. But anybody that's playing well that you think next week is going to ascend up?
I think the Stars.
Yeah, they're playing good. 22 this week.
I just think that they're starting to really get things going over there. They're one of those teams, I think, for the last couple of years, they've been getting really killed just by, you know, they spend all this money, yet what has really come out of it? And you're starting to kind of see that now with some of the younger players that they have on this team. So I would expect them to make not a major jump, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see them maybe around the 17 or 18 spot. So, and we start to see them slowly progress up the rankings as we go throughout the season. What about you, Chris?
Well, I just want to see who the Stars are playing quickly. They're playing the Jackets, the Coyotes, Golden Knights are their next three games. So yeah, I mean, all winnable games, but they're playing well right now. So, yeah. I still just want to see the Red Wings just put it all together. And it seems like they are where they've won the last three games, I think. I think they're too low here. They're number 20. I think they should be above the Bruins. The Bruins are 15. I think they should maybe be right around where the Blue Jackets are, which are at 16. So I think the Red Wings are too low here, and they dropped a spot somehow from 19 to 20. And I will see them firsthand because they are playing the Avs relatively soon.
Yeah. Well, the thing about them is that they play Boston this week already. They won that game 2-1, but then as we're recording this, they're playing the Kraken tonight. So that's probably a very easy, winnable game. And then Saturday you got the Islanders. So if you could sweep out the rest of the week, you could start to rise. And then you got Nashville, St. Louis, and Colorado next week, like you said. So, you know,
I want to see how the Bruins handle No Marchand for, you know, three games.
Yeah.
Can they, he's a big part of their top line. So, not having him around, does that put them in a little bit of a funk, or does somebody rise up and you have the Jake DeBrusk thing going on where he wants out of there? I think the Bruins are too high at 15. I would almost be fine flip-flopping the Bruins and the Red Wings. Five spots, you know, put the Red Wings at 15 and put the Bruins at 20, and I'm okay with that. But Bruins are going to have a tough week. So it'll be interesting to see where they are when we do this next Thursday. So that's going to be it, my friend. Everybody, you know, sling your hate at us in the comment section because we are the only two responsible for these power rankings. And that will be it. So enjoy the games. We'll see you guys next week. Anything else you got for today, Denker?
Just give the show a follow. My show, Locked On Lightning, @LO_Lightning on Twitter is @Locked_Lightning on Instagram. Give me a follow at the Danky Dank Mixtape on Twitter at Danky Dank, DankyDNK. And you could find Chris's show at
LOPN_Avalanche with me and my new co-host, Mr. Kyle Sullivan.
Can't wait. Making magic and doing the Lord's work over there. Can't wait to see
absolutely. So that's going to be it, man. I'm going to go download some mixtape.
There we go. With that bet online money.
That's right. That's what I call Denker, number 49. See you guys next week.